Hi, angels, and welcome to the show tonight. Being a spiritual entrepreneur. So, anyway, Stephen is usually doing the show with me, but he's a week from getting married. Sorry, he's getting married this weekend. Sorry, I think Saturday, and then he's going to Greece, and he'll be back in about 3 weeks. So we'll talk to him soon. But I wanted to continue on with the show, Angel Coaches. Being a spiritual entrepreneur. And I was meditating this week, and I said, how can I be a better person, a better businesswoman, or a better business person? How can I take Angel Coaches to a whole new level? And one of the things that I got was honor yourself, right? I go, honor myself. Wow, okay. And why is it important to honor yourself when you're just being, you know, being you, being a business person, taking your business to a whole new level? Because when you honor yourself, that means that you're taking care of you, right? And you've got to, if you're the one that's driving the big ship, that's your business, or a small ship, or however you want to see it or do it, then it's important that you honor who you are, and because that's what your business stands for. So, you know, Angel Coaches has a lot of integrity, right? Where our goal, our mission is to serve people, to help them be the best person or the best version of themselves, to find their passion. Angel Coaches Bliss is to help others find their bliss, right? And we do that and teach people how to do that, right? And I have a vision of taking Angel Coaches around the whole world, right? Where when you think of Angel Coach, you go, okay, those are those people. That's that business. That's that organization, however you want to say it, that helps people find their bliss, helps people be the best version of themselves that they can be. And so that's, you know, and I have to honor me to do that, right? So I know that sometimes, and I don't know if you guys feel this way, sometimes you look at yourself and you go, oh my goodness, or oh my gosh, how can I do this? Or I feel like I don't feel the best that I can be. I feel like crap. What am I here? How can I help people be this when I myself am not feeling the best today? And that's okay, right? There are days I wake up and I'm like, oh my goodness, how can I feel better? How can I be better? And one of the things that I know that's important for me, that's, you know, and you guys have got to find what's important for you in your own business, is to really, really integrate myself, you know, with people. And because if I say I'm only doing it for me, it's not as good as if I go, okay, I've got to get to take this organization to a whole new level. So I talk to people. And I find out what's going on with them, how they can, what they're feeling like. You know, today I was on the phone with a new and up-and-coming coach. I go, what is your best qualities? What are three good qualities that you have? And she listed them out. She goes, and she, you know, she said, I care about people. I want the best for people. I want to be the best myself, right? And I was like, okay. I go, what are your three weaknesses? She says, I'm not consistent sometimes. Sometimes I procrastinate, right? Tomorrow's the best labor-saving device there is. And she said, and sometimes I don't manage my time as well. And I said, yeah, well. And I looked at myself in the mirror. I go, okay, Therese, what is the three worst qualities or the three best qualities that you have? I love people. I love working with them. That's one of them. I always see people the best that they can be, right? Not, you know, not where they are, where they want to go, or where they would like to go. That's number two. Number three is that I believe that miracles can happen. You know what I mean? And that we all have the ability to be abundant, and we all have the ability to have, you know, what does abundant mean? Abundance mean to you? So, you know, abundance not only in your bank account, that's one way, but also inside yourself, right? You know, and where you wake up feeling great, and where you, you know, you feel like that you can do anything, right? And how do you do that? With prayer and meditations. What are three things that I need to work on, that the worst qualities I think about myself, right? Well, I'm going to tell you, sometimes time with me, I don't feel like I manage my time as well. So I'm working on that. You know, I write things down in a calendar, right? There's A, B, C, D, you know, and you know, 9 to 10, this is what I'm doing, 7 to 8, this is what I'm doing. And that's really helped me, okay? So that's my accountability ledger, so to speak, right? And, you know, and also having goals, right? Not dreams. Dreams are, you know, putting them as goals. So, you know, I said to myself today, I go, I need to do this by the end of the month. And it's 2 more weeks before the end of the month. And I go, okay, I'm going to get it done. And I wrote out a way to do it. Because that's a real challenge for me, right? To say it, then have a dream, and or say it, and then have a goal and ways to get there. So those are three things for me that have been a challenge, right? Three things that I like about myself, which I told you. Three things that I have challenges with, right? So you know, accountability. I mean, managing my time is one. And why is it important to manage your time? You know what? Let me tell you, it's our biggest asset, right? My dad used to tell me that. But at the end of the day, if you don't know where you start and why you're doing some of the things that you're doing, and you don't hold your, you know, you don't have a strong work ethic, then it's just going to fall apart. And I'm so excited because I look at, you know, what I'm doing and teaching coaches and having a whole new coaching program that we're launching this weekend. I've got a meeting with coaches, all my new coaches, and we're excited. And I have a whole system in place. So managing your time is key. Having accountability, holding yourself accountable. Like I said, my time is something that I got a great memory. But when I write it down and I look at, you know, have reminders that are sent to me, and, you know, and I take care of myself, mind, body, and spirit, that's key, right? How about you? What's some things that you in your own business with your own self that you struggle with, you know, and then and find ways to help keep yourself accountable with that. So, you know, that's something there. I think that's important. The other, so, you know, one of the other things is that people go, well, how, you know, for me, sometimes it's hard for me to be balanced, right? I want to go all the way here, and so it's better to be balanced. That's something too, to be, not be middle of the road, but be balanced. You know, my dad used to say, it's better to give than to receive. And I disagree with that. I think that you got to be balanced. When you give, you teach somebody how to receive. And when they receive, they teach somebody how to give, you know? So I heard this today. I go, well, let's look at it differently. Yeah, let's look at it a different way. Maybe it is better to give than to receive. Because when you give, then you teach the whole process of receiving to begin, to start, right? So I won't, you know, that's something there. So I'm trying to give you these little jewels that I've got, you know, because I try to do personal development, which I think is a key to being the best version of yourself. You know what I mean? And, you know, right now in meditation, I have learned that Jim Rohn is somebody that I got the other day when I was meditating to start listening to him again. And I've listened to him over the years. But that's something right there. Personal development is important. Exercising your body is something that's important when you're becoming the best version of yourself, right, and holding yourself accountable. And, you know, I appreciate that. And taking good nutrition. You know, I use Dr. Hoke. She's got some wonderful things that I'm using. I also am an Herbalife distributor. I use Herbalife. They've got a great protein shake. I'm running a 5K in 2 weeks, and I love you know, eating a good nutritious meal. I was telling my guy today and my sweetheart, I said, you know, drinking a shake in the morning with peanut butter and shake and putting a lot of good stuff in there gives me good nutrition. And I feel like when I do that, then I can kick my day off and start it off right. I'm talking about me, but what are some things that you do for yourself, for your business in the morning? you know, so because I think personal development, like I just said, exercising your body, honoring your time, you know what I mean? And also, you know, I put a few dollars in my purse every day, and I used to not do that, but I started doing that because I like to give to, have you ever seen those people in the, you know, homeless people? When you give a couple dollars here and there, you know, maybe you start out with 10 or 15 bucks a day or $5, $3, it doesn't really matter. And you give like that, and you give that to that person. You go, well, what if they use it for whatever? You know, I don't know what they're going to use it for, but it's not about what they use it for. It's about opening my heart to give more, right? You know, or give to, I love animals and, you know, and rescue animals. And so, you know, when you give like that every day on a daily basis, that helps you be a better spiritual entrepreneur. Or Hope for Balls, you know, I give to them, you know, what do you give to? You know, children, kids with cancer, some of the events that, you know, we have to run with. There's an event run in for the Bahamas, right? That country has been devastated with the hurricane. And so, you know, you can go and log on anywhere and find out how to give to the Bahamas, and there'll be, you know, tons of ways to do that. But I think it's important to give, right? And because when you give, you start the receiving process. I heard that today. Isn't that great? You know, honoring your time, honoring your physical body, honoring yourself, you know, and those are a few ways that I do it, honoring yourself. And because when you take care of you, you got to be able to take care, help others and take care of them, right, and give back. And I hope this is making sense because I wrote a few notes down and here I am giving it to you or sharing it with you. So anyway, those are a few things that I do. And what's your thoughts on that? How do you give back? How do you take care of yourself? Self-care. Somebody told me that today. They go, I'm getting a massage. And I was like, that's cool. Dr. Heidi, she just gave me a program that I'm using with my Herbalife and with my running that is, I've never seen anything like it. I woke up, it's given me tons more energy in the morning and it's helped my foot because I talk about that all the time. It's better. It's even more better now. I just, as I said a couple weeks ago, not this past weekend, the weekend before, I did a 5K and I finished it in 33 minutes and 8 seconds. Is that a good time? It's okay time. I can do better. So hopefully when I run running the event for the Bahamas in about a week, this coming weekend actually, and so I'm excited about it, that I'll have a better time. But I like running for events that support other, support people, support companies, support organizations that help people. That's me. You know, I love running anyway. So, you know, I have a friend of mine that ran a marathon, and it was his first marathon, and he had only ran 6 miles, and he did it to help. It was for kids with cancer, and he said, "Tari, I finished that, but every time I wanted to stop," he said, "because I'd only ran 6 miles." He said, "I just remembered this is for helping another organization." So he and his company were able to do that. So what do you feel strong about? What's your passion? You know what I mean? Like I said, it's important to honor your time. It's important to give back. It's important to operate your with integrity. And when you do that, you'll see that in your company. And like I said, I'm seeing that with Angel Coaches, and I'm super excited about it, you know. And I've talked a lot about me, and I apologize about that, but that is something that I got, is honoring yourself and honoring who you are. And because who you are leaves a thumbprint, like a thumbprint on everything that you do, not only you, but your company and your organization. And so I hope that, as I said, Angel Coaches is, we help people find their bliss. That's what our bliss is about. And so if you want to be a great coach, then I'm having a coaching program introduction this weekend. Hit me up with my phone. Just send me a text at 954-636-9401. and let me know why you think you'd be a great angel coach. And I'd love to invite you to an open angel coach introduction. As I said, we have a whole system put in place now where you can, people will come to you, where you can work with people all over the world or all over 50 states, where they come to your computer. And as I said, we have the whole system put in place for that. So I'd love to share it with you. I'd love for you to be in a coach where we can take angel coaches around the world you know, via internet. And if you don't have the internet, that's okay too, because I said we'll get a camel and take angel coaches out to people wherever they are. Anyway, you guys have a great now, and we will talk to you soon. Bye, everybody. Oh, we have another show tomorrow. Go Run for Fun Fitness, and I'm excited about that. Melissa will be with me, and I will talk to you soon. Take care, everybody. Bye.